get fired. Okay, so let's do a bit of, actually, let's do a big chazara, okay?
Great.
So the very first Mishnah, right, of our perek, we talked about a behemah, right? And we talked about the mitzvah of Kisui Adam. And one thing comes out from that, yeah, which is both according to Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, right? Once you've shechted the animal, right, then for sure that you should be doing Kisui Adam, yeah? As long as you've got a spade dug in and prepared, everyone agrees that, you know, on Yom Tov you'll cover the blood. So with that, then come on to Ches, yeah? Daf Ches, right? And basically on Daf Ches, we now have a brice which talks about a koi. And a koi, as we know, is an unclear animal, right? It's unclear whether it's a chaya that requires covering or whether it's behemah that doesn't require covering, yeah? And the din is that you shouldn't shecht it on Yom Tov, and if you shecht it, different to what we said about the chaya in the Mishnah, the din is that you should not cover its blood. So we basically, the rest of the Gemara is going to try to work out why this koi is different, yeah? Why should it be that even if you shecht it, you shouldn't cover its blood? So we start off by maybe thinking that there's nothing available, yeah, to actually cover it with, yeah. But we quickly say no, that can't be the case, yeah. So it is a case, yeah, of where you've got, let's say, Eifa Kira, where you've got ash from the oven, which is, you know, available for general usage, yeah. And still, you shouldn't cover it. So the first answer we have, right, is which sticks to the end, so to speak, is Rava. And Rava basically, I'm skipping to the end of the Rava, yeah? He brings this klal, yeah? He says, Eifa kira daso levadai ve'ein daso lesafik. So this Eifa kira, which is there for kind of general usages, yeah? There's a qualification. The kind of usages you can do it to, you can use it for, it's a muksa kind of thing. Daso, his intention, is only for, let's call it, vadai, certain usages, yeah? And his intention is not to use it for a safek use. And what's the example of the suffix use here is the koi. It's, you know, we're going to say koi is a suffix, whether it's a chaya behemah, we're going to say that is a suffix use. So now the kasha that's asked on this, which is was asked by Brad, but it's also asked by many other people, it's a fantastic question, is, let's put it this way, right? Let's say someone has a koi on a weekday, right? And he shechs it, right? And he wants to know, should he cover it, yeah? So the answer is, for absolutely sure, every single opinion will say it's a mitzvah, you have to cover it, yeah? And we know there's a principle, right, of, right, safek deraisa lechumra. It's a safek, but it's a Torah safek, yeah? And whether it's a chaya or a behemah, and for sure, everyone's going to agree, yeah, that the answer is lechumra, you have to go and you cover it, yeah? So that being the case, if this since this person knows, yeah, going into Yom Tov, right, that a koi that's shechted, the din is always that it has to be covered, yeah? So it's true that the starting position is it's a suffix, but the bottom line is, in that kind of suffix, the practical din is, yeah, you look up Yishol Thoruch, cover the blood, yeah? So why is it then, yeah, that this is now being treated like some kind of suffix covering? Now, let's just give another example of the suffix coverings, you know, that's brought in the Gemara. So, as opposed to vadai. So, a vadai usage is, for instance, dad sipor, right? A bird, shechted, you have to cover its blood. That's a vadai usage, right? Whereas another example of a suffix is, let's say, excrement from a child, yeah? And you don't know exactly whether it's going to be in a place where it needs to be covered or not, yeah? So that, you know, that's a bit more of a classic kind of suffix, you know? It's unclear. So if it happens to turn out that you need to do it, then we say, well, the thing's prepared, they're not prepared for that kind of suffix. But a koi, every time it's shechted, yeah, is going to need to be covered. The blood's going to need to be covered, yeah? So... So the case of the tzoa, yeah, is, yeah, I was just contrasting it a bit, yeah. So that's the case. And all the achronim are bothered. Why should it be? But just because a koi is a suffix, whether it's a chayra or a behemah, yeah. But tachlis, you have to cover it. Why is it considered a suffix usage? So, yeah. So some achronim give a kind of, you know, a certain answer which is based on how people kind of feel, how people perceive things, yeah. So I mean just to give an example, yeah. One example is the Shah Melech, yeah? He says, well, maybe people might feel that because it's a kind of a suffix, you know, whether it's a chayra or a behemah, so maybe they'll feel that kind of thing you can leave to after Yom Tov, yeah? And you can kind of cover it after Yom Tov. Now, it's not correct, yeah? I mean, generally speaking, you know, you're not allowed to leave things, yeah? But since they feel that way, right, then maybe then that influences their das, and therefore it's not covered by the initial designation, yeah, general designation that's made. So that's kind of one kind of mahalach in the Achronim as an example. But of course that depends on, you know, talking about people's perception rather than kind of any kind of halachic reality in a sense. So what we're going to try to speak about now is maybe a different kind of approach and other Achronim who look at this very much from a perspective, a halachic perspective and a very lamdisha perspective, yeah? So to start off with, yeah, I want to bring the opinion of the Maharit, yeah? Now, the Maharit was involved in a fascinating debate, yeah, that goes back to the Rishonim, yeah, about Safek Deraisa L'Chumra. So there's a big Machlokas Rishonim on this concept of Safek Deraisa L'Chumra. What's the Machlokas, yeah? So you've got some Achronim who say that Safek Deraisa L'Chumra is, in fact, the question is it a din to Araisa or is it a din to Rabbanim? Which means, yeah, you've got a something which is a definite Safek, yeah, whether you have to do it, and it's Torah Mitzvah, so it's a Safek Torah Mitzvah. But when we end up saying you have to do it, L'chumra, that we're machmir, are we machmir on a Torah level, which means even the Torah himself, Hashem himself says on a Torah level, you have to be machmir, or do we know? Or do we say that on a Torah level, actually, since it's a suffering, the Torah says, you know what, you don't actually have to do the mitzvah, yeah? But the Rabbanan come along for whatever reason, some kind of stringency, maybe, you know, just in case in reality it is actually you need to do it. And they come along and impose an extra chumra and say you do have to do it. So that's a machlokas rishonim. So the Rambam, for instance, holds that safek deraisa l'chumra is just a din de Rabbanan, yeah? Whereas other rishonim, the Ran, the Rashba, they actually say, no, safek deraisa l'chumra is even on a Torah level, the Torah tells you have to be machmir. So in the Marbit, he's famous for coming in and defending the opinion of the Rambam, yeah? To say that it's Durabonon din, yeah? And he defends him a series of, it's this kind of a Shas Sugya. So he defends a series of things across Shas, but then he comes with, he says, I've got a Raya from Shas to support the opinion of the Rambam. What's his Raya? His Raya is from Ar Sugya. He says, Ar Sugya, the case of Koi and the answer of Rava, yeah? The fact that we see that Koi is treated like a Safek and therefore it's not included in the body. He says, that's a proof. It must be, right, that Safek Deraisa L'Chumra is just a Din Durabonon. So it's a very interesting thing because it's not necessarily clear what is coming. In fact, the Pri Chadash comes and he asks on the this Marbit. He says, I don't understand Bechlal what the Marbit is talking about. Because whether Safek Deraisa L'Chumra is a Torah Din, or whether it's a din to Rabbanon, tachlis, both cases, the din is, yeah, practical din is you have to do it, yeah? So he doesn't understand what kind of proof you're getting from the sugya, right? It's a valid question as we've asked. Everyone acknowledges the question. But the question exists in a sense, whether it's deraisa din or derabbanan din. The practical din is, it's a bevadai, one has to cover it, yeah? So why should this be a proof that it's derabbanan? That's his question. So we want to see if we have a derech maybe to answer this question, yeah? Through someone who speaks explicitly at length about this issue, which is the Igros Moshe. And the Igros Moshe comes and he wants to answer our original underlying question with a chakira, yeah, in Lomdus, yeah? He wants to say, when one has a question of safek, yeah? It's okay. Musical accompaniment? When one has a question of safek, yeah, he wants to say what is and we say a safek, you know, you have to in a safek it's l'chumra, right? He says there's one of two possibilities. One possibility is, yeah, that really we're going to be lenient in the case of safek, right? That's the kind of the basic din. But however, since it's a safek, yeah, and you know, so to speak, klape shemaya. Heaven, according to heaven, it might be that there's a kind of side to think you have to do it. So we say in that suffix, cover the possibility that you have to do it, right? So it's and therefore do the mitzvah. So it's true that really you don't really have to do it, and there's one possibility where you'll be doing it for no reason, but it doesn't matter. Do it just less. There's a possibility that you really have to do it. That's one way to see it. Another.
Are we in derisa still?
Well, we'll speak about that in a second. We haven't applied that yet. Leave that to a side. When there's a question of a suffix and you're going to do the thing. What's the reasoning? Right. Is one reasoning because be'etzem, yeah, we're going to say that we, you know, maybe you don't have to do it be'etzem, but in case so to speak, it's on the in reality Klapi Shema you have to do it, so do it for that reason. But Be'etzem it's a Safek, and on one, you know, you're doing it knowing that you're doing it just for one side of the Safek, yeah? And on the other side of the Safek, for you to do it, it would be like, you know, really not doing anything. Or this, that's one side of the Chakira. The other side of the Chakira is no, yeah? In a case of Safek, yeah, there becomes a new din. A new din is to do it Betoris Vadai, so to speak, do it for sure, yeah? And it has its own koach, so it becomes like a new mitzvah. In the case of Safek, you've got a new mitzvah to do it for sure, yeah? And we don't, although it started off as a Safek, but it doesn't really matter, because now we're in this position, there's the new din is you have to do it regardless, yeah, so to speak. Even if Klapi Shemaya, it turns out that it doesn't need to, it doesn't matter, yeah? We've created a new obligation, and that's what you have to do. So says the Igros Moshe. The Igros Moshe wants to say that our sugya is working, Rava in our sugya is working with the first lamdas, yeah? And that is why, in fact, that answers the original question. Because what he wants...
That means there's
so wait a second. So yeah, the first lamdas again, yeah, is to say that Be'etzem, you know, in the case of Safek, you don't. There's no definite obligation to do it, yeah? When you're doing it itself, you're doing it just lest there's a possibility that there's an obligation, but it could be, we all know that it could be that when you're doing it, you're not doing anything, yeah? There's an underlying suffix, and we're just kind of coming along and saying, just in case, Klapi Shemaya, really there's an obligation, you should do it just to cover that side, yeah? But we acknowledge that there's still an underlying question, and there may be, in reality, if there was on the side that you don't need to do it, you're not doing anything, yeah? And we know that. We're left with, in Lomda, so to speak, there's still this underlying suffix, and we're just doing it to cover one of the bases. So it says the Igros Moshe, that must be the lamdas of our sukya. And in fact, the person, when he's covering it, he has that all in mind, yeah? When he's covering it, he's, so to speak, doing a suffix covering. Now, it's true in practical reality, we tell someone to do that. But when one does it, one knows, yeah, that, so to speak, I'm doing something that may just not be needed at all.
Yeah.
Well, it may... What?
Possible.
Well, I'm not sure, because it could still be, yeah, that even when you do this, you're allowed to say a bracha, right? It could be, right? That's a separate question. But still, the lumbness is that you do it knowing that it could be that what you're doing is an act of nothing, but you're doing it just to cover your bases. And that being the case, yeah, getting back to our original question, when one designates things, yeah, one designates things for vada uses, things where you're doing it for a purpose where it's definitely, so to speak, used. Here, when one actually does the covering itself, it's still intrinsically doing it b'torah safek, yeah, with that in one's mentality. That's what the Igros Moshe wants to say. So I wanted to take that Igros Moshe, and I passed it by someone who thought that this was a possibility, a good way to say things. And apply this and try to use this to explain the Ma'arit, yeah? How so, yeah? Because I wanted to suggest, yeah, that when there is a concept, yeah, of a Torah obligation, even in the case of Safek, any obligation that comes from the Torah has its own koach, and it creates new reality, yeah? So if the Torah, if Safek derais l'chumra is a Torah obligation, yeah, then it has its own force, yeah, and in fact it divorces from the underlying reality. The Torah itself tells you, albeit in this situation you have to do something. Now for sure you have to do it, and you're doing a mitzvah in all, so to speak, in all scenarios, yeah, and that's basically the koach of a Torah mitzvah. Right? Whereas, and therefore that can't be the case here, because here when one's doing it, one's knowing that one could be doing a maisa that really doesn't have any meaning. That's not consistent with it, within the idea of Safek derais l'chumra being on a Torah level. The idea that when one's doing something, it's really saying underlyingly, you know, there's really, it could be that there's nothing here, but it's kind of coming and imposing and saying just less there's one possibility, Klapi Shemaya, you should do it. That's more like kind of almost like a gezeira, yeah? The Rabbanan come along and say, listen, even though you don't have to do it, lest in reality it's kind of, you know, there is a chiyuv here, we want to be machmir and come and kind of pose that you should do it for that one possibility. So when the Ma'arit comes along and says that our sugya is a raya for Safek derais l'chumra is a din d'rabbanan, yeah? That could be the underlying kavana, yeah? Because that's consistent with this lomdus, and that would then answer, you know, the pre-Chadash's question on him. So that's it, yeah. And so if you want to see the rest of the Igros Moshe, it's a fantastic piece, because he links it also into Dam Tzipor and the other cases as well in terms of what's going on there. But that's one. I'll leave that for you to see in your own time if you want. It's on the sheet.
So you're saying if it was true that it would be derisa, then you would cover.
Yeah, so if it was...
That's how the Maabit's understanding. By the fact that
If it was a true... If it was Safek Tarais L'Chumra, yeah? Then in fact, this would be a situation of where Bavadai, obviously you have to... The din is you have to cover it, yeah? But that's true in all situations in a sense, yeah? But the way in which you're covering it was with a new koch. You think to yourself, true, it's a Safek, but it's, I'm covering it with Torah's Vadai, yeah? Because the Torah has given me an obligation that exists regardless. You know, even if Klapish Shemaya, this animal turns out to be a behemoth, it doesn't matter. The Torah has told me there's a new mitzvah in the Torah. Cover the blood of someone who could even be a behemoth.
So it changes the mindset.
It changes the mindset, right. Someone, it would be impossible, according to the Maharit, to think, yeah, that this would be a case of where it's not Mukhan, this is a Mukhan Safek case. If one knows that there's a koi's blood there, that both in practice and in lomdus, one is doing a vadai covering. Right. Whereas if it's a safek dreis l'chumra is durabon on din, then the covering itself is just kind of one's knowing, one's doing it, just knowing that in fact one might be doing nothing, but the rabbanon came along and tell me to do it anyway, yeah? Just in case for the other possibility. So the covering itself, the act itself with the lomdus is you're covering it b'torah safek. And therefore it wouldn't be covered by Afer that's available for general usages, but only for Vadai kinds of usages.
Thank you.
Okay.
Very good. That's a big thank you. That was a big sugya.
Yeah.
To get into there. Thank you. Thank you for
So this is what I understood. Just to speak it out again, because I'm still a bit fuzzy. So basically, the Maharit, that he's basically going like the second side of Rav Moshe.
Well,
if it would.
Rav Moshe is bringing a chakira, but he's saying that our Gemara itself is going with sort of the chakira to say that Safek is actually based on. The idea that one doesn't act, it's not got a new
car,
it's not.
Right, so, but if it would be derisor, though, it's clear to him that it would be a.
Right, if it would be a derisor.
It would be the second side. I mean, if it would be. Right, if it would be derisor.
The only way to say the first side, if it's Durabon, then you can say both sides, it would be possible.
Yeah, okay, fine. Fine, yeah.
Or you could say they did it, the Torah Suffolk.
Right.
But what I'm suggesting is if it would Suffolk derisor, was a derisor din.
Right.
And there wouldn't be room for the first side.
Right, okay, there you go. And that's how he understands, so that's why it's a proof.
That's why it's a proof, yeah.
Very good. Thank you. All right, I wrote, like I tried to make it easy, like it's just a small test, so I was a bit late for this. It was fresh off the printing press. So, and that was.
Oh, look at that, that's really weird.
It's mainly focused on the. Ooh.